And welcome to another Lewski's Project Recap. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
I'm Jake Williams.
And I'm Sergio Salgado.
And today we're talking about the two videos called Cam Scanner and Cam Card. Recently finished them up for a trade show, I think was their main purpose. But yeah, they were both, what, 2-minute videos, kind of focusing on an app for the iPhone, the Android, and website. Both involved doing live action shoots, comping graphics in, doing effects there, and pretty happy with how they turned out, and they were a lot of fun to do. It kind of started with planning out the storyboards and the story as usual, kind of more focused on Cam Scanner, just because it involved more of a story. If you follow that story, there's a lot happening, but it kind of focuses on three use cases. We have the businessman, the woman traveler, and then the other business guy in his office and at home. And then Cam Card is just kind of a lot of handshaking, scrolling through your contacts, finding business cards, and kind of what it does. So less of a story there, more of a practical, this is what it does. So of course, to do all these live action shoots, contacted Sergio.
Hi.
And so he helped us out, plan these out again, find locations, just make sure the actors were touching the phone and all that in the right place.
and this one was a bit different because we actually shot the interactions on the iPad and the iPhone. So
right, like we mentioned with Reflect, we shot that all in black and then put the screens in afterwards. Well, this time we didn't have as much time, so tracking all these screens onto the phones and everything just wouldn't have been possible. We had, I think Jake and I finished these videos in a week once we had the cuts done. So tracking all that too would have been impossible, I think. Or we would have not slept.
We didn't really sleep that much anyway, but
yeah. So and I think doing it that way was fun, but it just posed a different set of challenges. When I was shooting, I had to deal with the exposure between my setting and the brightness of these screens. I think it's Cam Scanner that has a lot of white in the app. So I was getting some really hot white screens, so I had to mess with lighting a little bit to make sure that I was as even as possible. And I was also, we were dealing with Murray from, if you're holding the iPad or iPhone at a weird angle, we were picking up the details from the grid on the iPad, and we had to be really conscious of all these things and do our best to make sure we were getting rid of all that as much as possible. So it was interesting, and we also did these top-down shots, which we hadn't done before. Well, which were really fun, and I think turned out they look great. But again, you know, we had to a new challenge. We had to figure out how to light that and how to almost make the actors comfortable, because when you're shooting straight down and you're asking actors to play with the phone in a specific manner and go through a specific set of actions, it's actually kind of difficult for them to
hold the phone.
Yeah.
Because you usually hold the phone at an angle looking with the screen looking at your face, but in this it's kind of keep it down and you gotta kind of like look over and in at it versus and not get your head in the shot.
So that was fun. I think a couple of times, like with JB, one of our actors, we set up like a bunch of post-it notes below the iPad so we could raise it off the table and just had him lightly hold it so it looked like he was holding it.
Right. And that helps with the focus because it is such a small focused field there, because we're just trying to at the screen and moving half an inch up or down. So by having those post-it notes or even little books under there, you can just kind of set it there and not have to worry about shakiness or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, that was a huge help once we figured that one out.
And that helped Jake and I out too, because with it not being as shaky when it's on like a book like that, we can put the stuff on the screens, or in this case, like swap the screens out into the graphics we needed to explode out. Again, referencing that Nike Plus video, and having now already done it on a previous video, we kind of knew the concept and were able to do it with even more things, because in the Cam Scanner and Cam Card, we have the entire keyboard that can fly out, which make for more pieces and make it a little more dynamic.
Yeah, I think in the previous video, we'd done a lot more lens flare to kind of separate it, but we wanted it to look different, like it kind of popped right out of the app because the screen was already there. We wanted it to mimic that it had just flown right off as quickly as we could, and then fade to this, you know, drop it on a phone or a tablet or whatever screen from there.
And all the actors on this one were friends or people we had worked with before, so it made doing the video even easier because they always have suggestions or even ideas, because a lot of them are creative people as well. So they're like, oh, you want me to hold the phone this way or try this? Like, maybe we've just been too close to the project, and having another person who can offer that insight is great. But it was a fast turnaround to do these two videos. I think we had a month total, but it always takes a lot of time to do the pre-production and plan, get actors, locations. So by the time we were done shooting, Jake and I had a week to get these videos done, which, you know, we pulled off, and makes it so the client doesn't really have time for a lot of revisions, so that always helps.
Oh, well, luckily you guys knocked it out of the park on the first one. So.
I think we broke it up really nicely, because I took most of the shots that were the explode out kind of thing, and then those land on different devices, and then have these fun little text animations and these little like doodly kind of techie things going on that Brad took on most of those, and then it was easy enough to just drop those two projects in with each other. I think we broke it up in such a way that made it possible to do it in a week.
Right, so yeah, there's a smart planning on our part. Yeah.
Yeah, good job, us.
Yeah. But they were really happy, and I know the Cam Scanner video got over 30,000 plays in a day, because it's linked up to the Google Play Store, so every time you go to the app to download in the Google Play Store, you can load YouTube videos, which is kind of sweet, and, you know, Apple should figure out how to, if maybe not YouTube videos, but something else, like throw some videos on there.
Yeah. and didn't one of the actors say something about Camcard was actually a useful app that he'd been, like, looking for or something like that? So it was interesting.
He had been scanning cards into a Google Doc and saving them, and he's like, oh, I could totally use this.
Yeah, so we found out it was useful on set.
It was fun. I think this one went smoothly, and overall, no problems or really hiccups in this one. Just, I think Camcard was a little more tricky to shoot because it wasn't a story, but we kind of saved that with the graphics, and kind of there was more graphics in that one. And Cam Scanner had more live action.
Mm-hmm. So right.
They were broken up nicely.
And I think with the tight turnaround, I remember the shot, the graphic in Camcard where the phone's laying down and we show like text and video and 3D models. Like, the tight turnaround made it so we didn't have time to question our first solution, really. Like, we're like, oh, I'm going to make these icons for it. Great, go with it. And it turns out they fit with everything. Like, it was really... it was scary and fun at the same time, I think, to do something like that.
It was like a lot of instinct going on.
Yeah, I guess that's how you would describe it. Yeah, I think we felt out kind of what we had done in the past with this most recent video that Reflect that we talked about, and building off of that and other neat things we liked. So,
well, if you have any questions on anything we did in this video, how we shot anything, feel free to contact us. You can find us all online pretty easily, or leave a comment here on the Tumblr page, and we'll get back to you. Thanks for listening.